Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. My name's Kerry Stevenson. I'm really delighted today that I'm bringing you not one, but two great experts, and we're going to be talking psychedelics and all that good stuff. So I'd like to welcome to the program, first up is Niv Dagan. He is the founder and executive director of Peak Asset Management, based here in Melbourne, Australia. And then across the ditch we go to New York City, and we're going to I'd like to introduce you to Jonathan Gilbert. He is the CEO of Illusion, and I'm telling you what, guys, this is going to be a great interview you don't want to miss. So sit back, let's have a chat with Niv. Let's talk to you first. Illusion is a company that you're very involved with. Let's just talk a little bit about who they are and how you got involved.
Yeah, thanks for having us on the program, Kerry, and Jonathan, thanks for joining on from New York. Look, the psychedelic market is a really, really interesting market. I mean, it's mental health is something that's really topical. A lot of people, especially as you can see in the background, sitting at home, dealing with COVID, mental health is said to have over $300 billion market. So the World Health Organization's quoted there's over 450 million people suffering from mental health. And that could be depression, anxiety, PTSD, and concussions. So look, huge addressable market that we're really strong about. We obviously saw the huge interest in cannabis, medicinal cannabis, 5-6 years ago with Aurora, Canopy, Tilray. Now they're multi-billion dollar market. And now Silicon Valley, Kerry, are touting psychedelics as the next big thing. So we at Peak are really, really excited to be involved in Illusion and obviously through John Gilbert, great to be backing them as well.
So it's a very big market. Jonathan, let's throw to you now. How did you get involved with Illusion? And let's just talk a little bit about the market, how big it is, and why you're so excited about where Illusion is today and where it's going.
Thanks, Kerry. Yeah, my background is in capital markets, similar to Niv. But in about 2014, I embarked on a new venture. I got involved in the cannabis space. At the time, I was working at a hedge fund in Greenwich, Connecticut. I don't know if many of your viewers know where that is, but too far from. Okay, right. You lived in New York, and in Greenwich, I was working for a hedge fund that managed about $3 billion. In walked a bunch of Canadian gentlemen who had a business idea, and they were saying cannabis is going to be the next big thing in Canada. I said, okay, you know, tell me about it. Nothing ever transpired with that group, but I was immediately inspired to go off and research what is going on in Canada, specifically with medical cannabis. And I learned, and we all know what happened with that space. I launched a company at that time with a partner of mine in Canada. And to fast forward the story, a couple of years later, we went public, cross-listed onto NASDAQ, and we had a very successful exit, grew the company to over $200 million market cap. Having had that success and a nice feather in my cap in the cannabis industry, the next obvious move was to get involved in this exciting new sector, psychedelics. So back with the same team, and my chief science officer, Masood Dariani, who comes out of Celgene, which is one of the largest biotech companies in the world, to Sealy Life Sciences. That was a psychedelic research company. At the time, we really thought we were going to build it, grow it over the next 5 or 10 years, and become the premier player in psychedelics. What happened, fortunately, is we were quickly acquired. And there goes the second feather of my cap and my second exit, having left capital markets and gone into biotech. I tell people I know just enough science to be dangerous. So having had that track record and then being introduced to Niv, I got really excited, got the band back together, the same team, and we launched what is now called Illusion Biosciences. Illusion is focused on treating those who have PTSD and those who have PTSD that have suffered a mild traumatic brain injury or concussion. The research is being conducted at the University of Miami, arguably one of the best research centers, certainly in America, maybe in the world, to conduct this type of study and focus on this particular indication. The scientists at the University of Miami feel that our drug compound will be extremely efficacious and hopefully solve what is, as Niv was mentioning, a worldwide problem. Because not only are companies like ours studying depression, anxiety, PTSD, concussion, but it has wide-reaching effects into many other areas of mental health and neurological disorders. So my own son, I have three children. My youngest of three suffers with a disease called Tourette syndrome. Are you familiar with that?
Very familiar, yep.
Yeah. So it's a disability in many ways.
Yeah.
It certainly inhibits your life. And with that, it's coupled with some comorbids. He has OCD. He does have anxiety. And he suffers with mild depression. And on a personal level, not only am I excited to start this company and for us to all make a whole bunch of money as we get out there into the public markets, but if I can help my son on a personal level, it certainly makes me even that much more inspired, and to help obviously the millions of people around the world with their various disorders. So I think we're onto something here, and we're very excited.
Well, first of all, you know, it's pretty intense when it's personal, like you said, and your youngest son has Tourette's, and you feel that this could help him. So, you know, you kind of got not only skin in the game, but, you know, there's that emotional, focus to make sure that, you know, it's not just about the money. There's an emotional thing here as well. And you mentioned PTSD. I mean, that's a massive issue today. And we're sitting here in the COVID chaos, as I call it. So tell us about the product, Jonathan, and how it actually can help people. I mean, I look at when I hear the word psychedelics, I go, oh, 1960s LSD. I guess it's come a little bit since then.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a natural thing to think. Well, first of all, 20% of those in the U.S. Army suffer from PTSD. 17.5% of the Australian Army suffer from PTSD. That's a staggering statistic, okay? And getting back to concussion, which is the other indication that we're focused on, I just want to tell you this, Gary. If you get a concussion, and I'm sure you know people who have had brain injury or concussion, and you enter the emergency room, I don't care if you're in Australia or if you're in New York, you walk into the ER with a concussion, do you know what they do for you?
No.
Nothing. A little ibuprofen, that's like Advil, and they tell you to go home and rest. There is currently no drug regimen on the market for those who suffer concussion. And you watch professional sports, Australian football, the NFL, it doesn't matter. It's a tremendous problem in all sorts of contact sports. But I always say it's an equal opportunity problem because it also affects anybody. You could just have an accident in your home. You could trip and fall. You get a concussion. So it's a 3 million new concussions happen every year just in the United States. The worldwide number is a hell of a lot more. So what we have is a drug combination. We actually have three patents pending, okay? We have some medical device patents, which we could talk about later if you want. But the drug combination patents that we have are one where we're combining psilocybin with NAC, that's NAC, and the other one is combining MDMA with NAC. The University of Miami is studying both concurrently, and we're going to see which is more efficacious. We're in the preclinical trials now. Preclinical means we're working with rodents. When we finish working with the animal testing, you move on to humans.
Sure.
Then you file your NDA and you try to get approval with the FDA. It's a process, but I think we're on the forefront. I think we're going to be one of the leaders in this industry. I really do.
Niv, go ahead.
No, I think it's really interesting. I think what we've seen as well with the FDA is actually helping speed up the entire process of researching and approving the psilocybin, right? They've actually granted, it's called breakthrough therapy status in the US for a clinical trial conducted by the non-for-profit company called USONA Institute. So we're seeing not only the FDA, but also the TGA getting really on the front foot, and it's really exciting to be part of it.
But let's talk about, I want to go back if it's okay, and just talk about concussion. Now, Jonathan, I've had concussion, and you're right. I think I was given a Panadol and told to go home and rest. Why is it important to do something different? You know, because you said, you know, the numbers are staggering of people that can get concussion. It's not just through sport. You know, you can have a ding in the car and get concussion, but why is it a health issue, and why should psychedelics, how does that all fit together?
Well, I'll tell you why concussion is a big problem, because back in the day, if you had a concussion, it didn't seem like much. You know, you called it a bump on the head. We now know what that leads to, right? We all know what CTE is, if you've seen the movie Concussion. There are far-reaching problems and additional disorders that come from having a concussion. As a child, if you have three concussions, they say that later in life, we're 70% more likely to suffer with mental illness.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
No, okay. That's staggering.
It's a tremendous problem, and it's an unmet problem right now, right? So we're excited from a business perspective to be focused on something that really is a white space and has yet to be solved. So to me, that's extraordinarily exciting.
Well, putting an investor focus onto this, Jonathan, who are there other people in this sector that are doing something similar to you? Are there lots of people looking at this this particular area? And what makes Elysion so special from an investor point of view?
I think there might be some, I'm sure there are companies looking to treat concussion with various different chemicals and compounds. There are medical devices that are being created in order to mitigate inflammation and swelling of the brain. There's many different companies trying. Why will psychedelics be the one that works? Well, so far nothing else has, okay? And we're first able to now tap into psilocybin, MDMA, and all the other psychedelic components that have yet to really be tested under doctor's care in a microdosing form to treat various disorders. As right now, the majority of the companies out there are focused on using psychedelics to treat depression, anxiety, and we are looking towards PTSD and mild traumatic brain injury. As far as I'm concerned, we're going towards a market that has not only a tremendous need, and could we help millions and millions of people, but will end up making us millions and millions of dollars if we're successful.
When you're successful.
That's right.
You spoke briefly then about medical devices. Are you purely looking from the psychedelic drug area, or is Elysion got some medical devices around what you're doing?
We have a medical device in development called a nasal mist transducer. Now, to administer medicine, and let's say it's psilocybin in this case, normally a doctor would use, and if you wanted to administer it nasally, they would use your typical nasal mist, not too dissimilar from something you would buy at the drugstore for, you know, to put saline. It's a typical mist, and most of the time it doesn't break the blood-brain barrier as it should, or as the doctor would hope it would. You could also take a pill, and it goes through the gastrointestinal tract, and then by the time it gets to the place in the body, in this case the brain, where it needs the real help, it's not getting the amount of drug that's necessary. This nasal mist transducer is a hydraulic device that obviously is inserted in the nose, and the medicine, yes, it could be any medicine. We're going to use it to administer our medicine, but when proven that it works, the far-reaching effects, again, could be for almost any medication for any disorder. So there, I think it's limitless what could happen. And we're in the testing phase as well on that particular device.
Well, I'll come back to you on the testing phase and stuff. Niv, I just want to come back to you for a moment. Why is Peak Asset Management so excited about what Jonathan's developing here and this market, this psychedelic market? What's drawn you to this? Because I know that, you know, you on behalf of your investors and people that you look at, I mean, you're looking for, you know, what's going to really be the next big thing. What excites Peak Asset Management yourself about this?
Great question, Kerry. Our whole model at Peak is a co-invest model. What that means is that we don't put opportunities in front of investors, and those investors may be your high net worth investors all the way to your small cap funds or institutions, unless we're backing them with their own capital. Everything that we do, we're very, very strenuous about. I mean, we back great management teams, and what's attracted us to Elysian is not only the idea and the conception and the medical device and the size, sheer size of the addressable market and the opportunity, but obviously we're backing Jonathan Gilbert, his track record of delivering shareholder value. And to put things in perspective, it's very, very difficult to find a great management team that has a track record of execution, building shareholder wealth and creating multi-million dollar companies, right? So that's really attractive. The second thing, Kerry, from our end as well, is there's only probably three or four companies listed in this space, right? So when you're looking at the you know, where medicinal cannabis was when we talked about Aurora and Tilray, I mean, we've had Compass Pathways raise $80 million in this space just recently. MindMed just raised $24 million and got the backing of Kevin O'Leary, part of the Shark Tank, and Bruce Linton, who co-founded Canopy. Silicon Valley is crying out for it, and we're seeing huge amount of dollars being spent. So it's not just only our money, but it's pretty a lot of very, very smart people and investors around us backing this space. And we believe that Elysian is going to be a huge success, and we're backing it with our own capital, and we're really excited by it.
Well, Niv, you know, you and I, we're talking in Australia. Jonathan's over there in New York. Elysian is a public company. It's just been acquired by Greenstar Biosciences. It's listed on the Canadian Stock Exchange. So do people need to come to Peak Asset Management? I mean, how do they get involved?
Yeah, it's a good question. So the closing of the transaction just occurred 24 hours ago, where Greenstar, which is listed on the Canadian Securities Exchange, just acquired 100% of Elysian. So what's exciting from our perspective is that Peak will be allowing investors, Australian investors, for the first time ever, an opportunity to invest in this space. And the way that they're going to do that is through a financing, and we'll offer that over the next few weeks. So we're very, very excited to have the backing of smallcaps.com behind us.
.com.au
and .cn in Canada. We obviously love what you guys are doing, and just like anything, we're backing it with our own capital. So that co-investing model is really, really important. But to get exposure to this space, keep an eye on it for it. We will be sending the opportunity live over the next few weeks, and really excited to be part of it as well.
And so the next step for you guys is to get investors to get involved. It's early stage. I'd like to just quickly throw back to Jonathan and say, in terms of a timeline of getting these to market, we all know that, you know, you've got stage one trials and phase two, et cetera, go through a process. I guess as an investor, what can they expect from a timeline point of view?
Well, to an investor, what I would say is what I do, okay? And I'm a team builder and I'm a business builder. So specifically about our drug development program, that's going to go down the typical pathway from stage one to the end, right? So to create a drug at a laboratory and then get it into your local pharmacy and approved by a doctor to prescribe it is quite a long process, as I'm sure you know. And that could take 5 years from beginning to end. Sometimes it could take more. Look what's happening now with the coronavirus. They're on fast forward trying to create a vaccine, and they're still telling us it's going to take a year and a half, 2 years. And that's with every government agency funding researchers and pharmaceutical companies, with everyone helping. It's still a two-year process. Yeah. So typically, drug development will take 5 years, right? And you have to show efficacy along the way. But this is a very exciting and, like Niv said, a brand new space. There are many different verticals and different business opportunities, some revenue producing, some more research oriented in the psychedelic space, that we at Greenstar and Elysian will look to do as far as acquisitions, expansion, and growth. So an investment in my company is, yes, initially an investment in our various IP portfolio and research projects, but I think it's also an investment in our ability to continue to expand into this sector and build a bigger and better mousetrap.
That's very well put. Thanks, Jonathan. Niv, we're going to wrap up in a moment. Would you just like to just share with investors how they can get involved with this opportunity, which, as Jonathan just said, it's a big space, it's a new space, and it sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, look, so what we'll see, Kerry, shortly over the next week or two is the opportunity going live. We'll be sending investors an EDM, which is a little bit more about the background, why we're investing, the size of the market, a term sheet, and really there'll be a link, I think through smallcaps.com.au, where investors can actually register their interest. So keep an eye on it for it. As noted, we are backing it with our own capital. We're very, very excited to be backing Jonathan and the entire team. And we think it's going to be a tremendous success. So really appreciate you having us here on a Friday morning, Kerry and Jonathan. Thanks for joining us all the way from New York City on a Thursday evening.
Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Who knew that I'd be talking to two guys about psychedelic drugs? I think well done, congratulations, and we'll look forward to the news flow going forward.
Thanks, Kerry. Cheers.
Thank you.